Welcome to the Decatur City Church Podcast. We're continuing our holiday devotional series today with a short message from our lead pastor, Tinsley Almond. He has a great reminder for all of us that Christmas represents not just a day to celebrate, but also a life to emulate. Hope you enjoy it.
Have you ever noticed that a lot of us treat the life of Jesus like it consists of only two events, his birth and his death? I suppose that it makes sense. I mean, after all, these events dominate two of our biggest holiday seasons in the church. But as we look at John's New Testament account of the meaning behind that first Christmas season, I want to focus on what it means for us that, to use John's beautifully poetic phrase, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. It's a remarkable way to describe what was undoubtedly a horrific scene. This young mother struggling to bring a child into the world between livestock and farming equipment. If we want to be frank about it, Mary had basically been deemed so unimportant by the society around her that she couldn't even secure an indoor space to perform one of the most harrowing tasks anybody can face, giving birth to another human being. Yet, in that child, John tells us we find a light greater than those dark circumstances. John calls the baby who was born that night the light of all mankind, full of grace and full of truth. Full of grace because if anybody had a right to demand better for himself, it should be the creator of the world, right? I mean, born onto a planet that wouldn't even take the trouble to give him an actual room where he could take those first breaths. And yet, when we follow accounts of the life of Jesus, we see the opposite of a sense of entitlement. Instead, Jesus's life and work provide us a beautiful model of what a completely different, radically generous version of the world looks like. It's a place where people who the law says deserve death get to walk free. And those who society rejects for being ill or deformed, they're healed and affirmed with the truth that every person is filled with dignity and worth because every person is a living expression of their incredible creator. So, as we continue through this Christmas season, I want to invite you to consider John's reminder that Jesus wasn't just born in order to someday die, but instead that he made his dwelling among us as the light of all mankind, full of grace and truth. Where have you benefited from that grace in your life? And what would it look like for you to let that truth rearrange the way you see the people around you during what just might be the most stressful holiday season many of us have ever lived through?